On the wrong side of the law. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A former Virginia police officer convicted of taking part in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Fox's Steve Rappaport has this live.
Lisa, a jury convicted Thomas Robertson on all six counts, including interfering with police officers and entering a restricted area with a dangerous weapon. Federal prosecutors argued Robertson went to Washington and joined a violent vigilante mob because he believed that the election was stolen from President Trump. Robertson's attorney conceded his client broke the law but encouraged the jury to convict him of misdemeanor offenses and to acquit him of felony charges. A fellow officer who served with Robertson was a key witness in the government's case. Jacob Fracker was to be tried alongside Robertson before he pled guilty to a conspiracy charge and agreed to cooperate. Lisa?
Steve, a meeting this afternoon of U.S. and India's diplomatic leaders. One of the items discussed, Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Russia's aggression stands in stark contrast to the vision that the United States and India share for a free and open Indo-Pacific. And Russia's actions are having a profound impact, not just in Europe and in Ukraine, but around the world.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, though India has faced criticism for not directly condemning the actions of Russian President Vladimir Putin, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the partnership between the U.S. and India has grown since the first defense framework was signed nearly two decades ago. This is President Biden has asked India's prime minister to not accelerate the buying of Russian oil. President Biden's nominee for the ATF, Steve Dettelbach, promising to tackle the problem of so-called ghost guns.
It's going to take an all-hands on deck partnership approach to address that issue. And the ATF will be there.
Ghost guns are guns made from kits that are untraceable, and authorities say they are being used more during crimes. The ATF position has been open since 2015. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A murder charge is dropped in Texas for a woman who was accused of performing a self-induced abortion.
26-year-old Lizelle Herrera will not be charged. That from a prosecutor in Stark County, Texas, where Herrera was arrested last week for murder following the police report filed by a hospital over Herrera's alleged self-induced abortion. Months after Texas's heartbeat abortion law went into effect, banning abortions after 6 weeks. Though Texas law exempts women from facing homicide charges for aborting their own pregnancies. Stark County DA Gotcha Alan Ramirez saying under state law that Herrera cannot and should not be charged. Since Texas passed the measure, abortions have dropped there by 60%. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Twitter has confirmed that its largest shareholder, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, will not join the company's board of directors after all. This comes after Musk sent out a series of tweets over the weekend suggesting changes to the company, including making the site nearly ad-free. Nearly 90% of Twitter's revenue last year came from ads. Some airlines are bracing for a surge in travel by reducing capacity.
Travelers may find fewer airline flights this summer as carriers add staff but cut flights, cutting capacity as they try to smooth out hitches, which have plagued the short-staffed industry, facing a surge in demand while coping with routine disruptions like weather problems. JetBlue, for instance, says it hired more than 3,000 new crew members, though it's still understaffed, and will reduce flights up to 10% by next year. next month. American on track to hire more than 180 pilots a month this year. It and Alaska Airlines are reducing 2% of flights through the end of June because of a pilot shortage. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 413, the Nasdaq off 299, the S&P minus 75. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.